They feel like a real Friday. Normally my Fridays just be like a, you know, regular day, but then I get to have fun. Today I feel like I've been working for the next, because I actually was working at my home. I mean, I normally be working, but it's not, I'm not doing really anything productive. Just talking.
You got your mic hooked up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But today I actually was actually doing some work. So I feel like when I got off, it was like, oh shit, my jam on the radio too. It was like a party, like finally the weekend here. What took so long?
Yeah, that is funny when you get to that age where you really are cliche. You know what I mean? Well, yep. Monday does suck the worst because it's the most work. You just came off of having a fun weekend.
Yup.
And Friday does feel the most like, you know, oh shit, that's time to do this.
Yup. So that's it. That's how it was. The whole car ride over. It was like, oh shit, that's my soul. You know, you bopping in the car and shit. I was like, the only thing I need is a beer or something, but you can't drink and drive.
I feel like part of that is also, like, in addition to just getting older and shit, I think part of it is just, you know, shit is, more fun, you know, when you realize that weekend's coming up, you know?
Oh, it definitely is, because you don't have to catch no ride nowhere. Like, you don't have to worry about, I got to be in by a certain time. It's like, I can do what the fuck I want to do.
Yeah.
Especially on Friday. Not so much on Saturdays anymore. Because
nah.
Otherwise, you spend the whole day Sunday trying to recuperate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if you know what that's like, but for me.
Nah, of course.
Spending the whole day Sunday to recuperate ain't no fun. It's like, fuck, I wasted the whole day.
Yeah, I used to do that when I first started going out with my white friends. I was like, man, I ain't doing this shit ever again. Like, ever since college.
That Friday, you were trying to recuperate that whole day.
Well, nah, we used to hang out on Thursday.
That's what I'm saying, to recuperate on Friday.
Yeah, your whole Friday be wasted. You be at work burping up Red Bull and alcohol. Like, damn, maybe I should have did this.
Looking sick, too. Because that's the thing about it. It's all in your face.
Everybody come over. You all right, man? Everything okay? Like, yeah, man. Why you keep asking me that?
Yeah,
oh, you just look. You look terrible. You gonna come out and say it.
You think just because you took that nice, long, extra hot shower.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You think you looking good? Nah.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it, guys.
Hey, man. So, you know, I had been lifting around the house, mm-hmm. like the dumbbells around the house, but I was like, starting November, I'm actually going to go to the gym and lift. Like, I'm just
okay.
30 minutes.
Which
to
gym
an
you
hour.
Going to?
Right down the street.
Oh, the one we used to go to?
Oh, Harris, yeah. Just
okay.
30 minutes, just, you know, quick workout in the weight room, in and out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I actually weighed myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like 180.
Yeah.
Am I putting on my grown man weight?
Maybe, man. It's about that time.
And does that come with grown man strength?
Yeah, that's how it happens.
Because that's what I really want. I don't want the weight.
Yeah.
I really just want the strength.
Strength, right.
Yeah.
Flex on the day.
Like, I want the Dave grown man strength.
Yeah.
Dave got weight room strength, too. But when's the last time you think Dave really lifted some weight?
Right. I still wouldn't run up on Dave.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. I just
that's
want
why to... he don't bother calling us the right name, because he could whoop our ass. Right there. Jason. Let me talk to y'all for a second. What you think about this Benjamin Carson?
He get everybody's name wrong.
I know.
You know he can whoop their ass.
Yeah.
Herbert Kane.
Herbert McCain? Like, Herbert McCain?
Who?
Right.
Yeah, you know, Herbert McCain. You heard me? You get everybody's name wrong. Raymond and Rodney. Like, who is Raymond? So, but yeah, David Tripp, but that's what I realize. I'm finally picking up that grown man.
Yeah.
Wait, I just need the strength to come along with it. That's all it is. And speaking of old men and grown men, Steve Smith hurt dog. He can't fight back.
Hey, you can't chase that. Me. See, we think about things the exact opposite. My thought was, oh shit, now he's gonna really be in Charlotte at his house chilling with nothing to do until he gets healthy. And he not gonna be back this season. So like, he actually gonna probably be sitting around collecting vendettas. Like, okay, all right, this nigga was talking shit. All right, wait till he gonna be in there lifting. just Achilles, right? I'm gonna be on their ass, going down to the Siski. Like, he ain't gonna have nothing to distract
him. I never mentioned Siski.
I seen him at. I seen him at Harris and Siski.
I don't bring up locations. Now, I know he was playing flag football at both. Mm-hmm. was it Harris, oh, I think, is the one he broke his arm at that time.
Trust me, nobody knew. He bringing up the locations. Don't worry about it. Oh, I got something.
Hey, Karen. But, I'm not. Yeah, but I was thinking, like, good. Now if he in town, he can't catch me.
I know that's a good thing in short term.
If I was running to him at the mall, he can't catch me.
Yeah, it's, I know you was thinking that short term.
Yeah, I can talk my shit for the immediate future.
Right.
I can party on him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's really how I was looking at it. Now I just need Craig to have a mysterious accident. That's all that is.
Man, they talk about the Kardashians on Twitter. Because Khloe tweeted some shit out talking about some, these hoes need to stop saying, these hating hoes need to stop saying that it's a workout. I mean, that I got surgery. It's just a workout. Come check out my article and find out how. Like, Khloe, come on, man.
Yeah, we did.
Why do we even have to go through this?
We did in-depth analysis in your pictures a few weeks ago. Check out our podcast. How about that?
Yeah, come on, Khloe. I mean, I don't even know. Well, I was just saying, that's actually what started. I was saying, I don't even know. They have to even do, why they have to feel the need to like say, I'm not doing surgeries. Cause like if they were doing surgeries, what the fuck? Who gonna care? It's gonna like, yeah, they rich, they did surgeries. We all know it without knowing it. So why do they need to confirm or not confirm? Why come out and lie?
I'm still confused cause why they won't give their doctors props for endorsements.
Right.
You imagine the money they could make off endorsements being like, and Dr. Such and Such did my nose. Go check him out, hoes.
Right.
And Dr. Such and Such checked out. Look at what he did for my ass. He can do it for you, too.
Right.
No fits are flat. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know what their problem is. Get that money.
Dog. I don't know why people... I mean, I guess people just always kind of hate liars and lying. And you know when you're being lied to, so it's like, man, fuck this person. But I don't know. To me, it was just kind of like, all right. You know what I mean? Like, they... Yeah.
When I got my nose fixed, shout out to you, Dr. Jeremy. You fixed it to back where it was to when it was broken when as a kid to when that doctor didn't fix it right.
Right.
Put it right back to that crookedness.
Meta World Peace gave his doctor a shout out.
Right.
That's why I fuck with him.
And we loved him ever since.
Right.
Prior to that, he used to be crazy Ron Ron. Then he just became Ron Ron. Once he gave his doctor a shout out.
Yeah, I don't understand that whole, like, I don't understand the Kardashian hate or worship. This is all
You know why the hate. Why? Come on now. You really ain't figured it out?
What?
How many women been trying to get famous off fucking for years and they did it?
Oh yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Ones that's not being called slut shame. Everyone else get called hoes. I want to be like the Kardashians.
Right.
They've been doing it for years.
Then with Khloe actually having a nerve to say, hating hoes today.
Right.
It is kind of, what the fuck?
Right. They famous off of, they, come on now, they famous off the sex tape.
Yeah.
Come on now, that's why people mad.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, African American community, they Kardashians get famous off the ass, and it's like, come on now, I been had this ass, but all the brothers want you want to mess with a white woman now.
Right.
I been had this ass.
Man, somebody on Twitter said, I really don't think anybody wants to go to their doctors. I was like, shit. All these dead women in La Quinta Inn say something different. Motherfuckers out here dying with fix a flat in their ass.
Yeah, what is he thinking?
Yeah. Like, they people want that shit. Everybody always acts like they don't want no fake ass looking woman until Nicki Minaj walking around.
Even K Michelle. There's a lot of women out here with K Michelle ass.
I saw an article with K Michelle's like, I'm taking my ass out. I was like, oh, well then there's no reason to check for you at all. I don't care if you can sing or not.
Why would she take her ass right. out?
Like what do you think we here for? Ain't nobody here to really see about your life on your reality show. They don't see them ass yeah. shots.
And I'm mad she don't wear more leggings and shorts and stuff like that.
Right. Did you see my theory is that her ass is actually fucked up. And that's why she always got all these weird angles and shots that she won't take for it. I think her ass is fucked up.
Okay, that makes
like,
sense.
You know what I'm saying? Cause you never notice like Jocelyn probably got the ass implants, but you see how she got her whole ass out, like look yep. at every angle, the surgery went perfect.
Cause she got the ass, thigh, waist proportion right. appropriate. You know what I'm saying? She didn't go extreme with it.
Right. Other thing I was going to say is, did you watch Love & Hip Hop Hollywood?
You know, come on, man. You know.
I just watched it.
You know, I watch Love & Hip Hop Hollywood.
I actually need my notes for this one, because this one, they went back to having a whole lot of people do a whole lot of shit. I gotta go look up my notes because.
Yeah, now that's one thing. I never really remember the order of things.
Well, with the other joint, like it used to didn't be this complicated. And then when they went to just what's his name, Miles.
Yup.
And for that basically that whole storyline, they only had a couple other people. Man, this shit man, bringing in people I forgot about. Shanda and Willie. I forgot about them. I was like, what are y'all?
Man, I can't. I'm gonna hold it in. But when we get to Willie, Mr. Day 27.
Oh, we can go ahead and talk about Mr. I pay my bills. Day 26. Hey man.
No. He actually day 31st. He paid his bills the last day of the month. A lot of people try to get him in first of the month. He is right. in the last of the month. Day 31.
Dog. That Willie said. That he got out of his contract. And I seen, and when they was at Chuck E. Cheese or whatever.
Yep. She asked twice.
She knew he was lying then. But all this time, she only been waiting for the lie so that she could go back to stripping, man. I called that shit so money. Damn, I was right. I was like, man, she can't wait to strip. Like, it's not even, she hoping she just get one tiny excuse to go back to stripping. And she literally went back to stripping, like, within an hour. Like, it was, like, they cut the next scene she was in a strip club.
Yep.
Dude, I was like, this is amazing.
Hey, man, he looked so hurt and surprised. Why was he surprised?
Yeah.
You met her at the strip club. You didn't meet her at the grocery store. You didn't meet her at the dentist's office. You met her at the strip club. That's what she enjoyed doing. And you probably went several times before you was like, look, let's make this thing you and me.
Yeah.
Let's go do the private show back in my house. Like several times he had that before he took her home. I don't know why he's surprised. And or mad. It's just practicing on her skills, making sure she's keeping her skills tight for when she get home to you.
Dog. I mean, you met her in the strip club. At that point, you really, like, that's kind of like when you meet a man that's fucked up and then you try to change him and everybody goes to the woman. They're like, don't you know niggas ain't gonna change? You can't change nobody like that. Well, that's same thing with somebody. If you meet her stripping, you can't be talking about, you know, don't go back to that terrible thing. Like, that's how you met me. So, of course, she's going to go back to that. Like, as soon as they showed her again, I said, God damn, they didn't even stretch it out to a two-episode tease. Like, sure, just, I'm stripping again. Like, just, and then, like, next week, they're gonna have Fizz in the strip club, seeing our strip. Like, yo. And is Nikki strip club?
So, first of all, when did she get to be a boss? She worked at the strip club for her mama. It's her mama's strip club. Is Fizz really in there to look at the women, or is he in there to look at the guys that's looking at the women?
Who?
Fizz?
Wait, you think Fizz gay now? When did this happen?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that whole I'm too happy to be single thing. Mm-hmm. And it's like he protesting too much. Really? You really that happy to be single and not be in a relationship, to not get the consistent love and affection of another person?
I don't.
He's a little too happy, man.
I don't pick that up off of Fizz at all.
It's like Kirk was too happy to leave Rashida.
But Kirk got some mannerisms and some sayings that go well. Like, we have a whole book on Kirk.
I'm just saying, he was a little too happy to leave Rashida, right? A little too happy.
But you gotta be honest now. Lil Fizz got dogged out. A lot of dudes have gone through that. Like, you get dogged out by a woman, so your overreaction is like, I'm gonna get on these hoes, I'm gonna show the world nobody does Rod like this. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I read it, was because April cheated on him so disrespectfully.
But that didn't happen.
Yes, she did. They was riding down the street next to him.
I'm saying him being like, I'm gonna get on these hoes, and never, he went and found two women and was
right,
like, and now I'm back to being committed with niggas.
No, he's not back to being committed, but I'm saying, like, he's not built for that. So to him, sampling is getting two women. He's not built for that life. Like, he's not Ray J. Like, Ray J, like, to me, Ray J probably got so many women, he don't even have to show them on camera. Like,
right. But when he broke up with Princess, you didn't hear Ray J talking about, I'm single again. He didn't get out here sampling.
He didn't get dogged out. He didn't get dogged out. He did the dogging. Ray J don't get dogged out now. Ray J don't even like a hint of freedom on his woman. He's like, you been down Drake house? See, what we not gonna do is go tip for tat.
You think Ray J would have turned Rosa Parks in?
Yeah, he would have turned her in, for sure.
You think he would, oh, this bitch thinks she got choices. She wanna sit on her ass on the back of the bus. Oh,
he would turn Harry Tubman in.
Right.
Yeah, that would have gave him the business though.
See, what we not gonna do, Harriet.
Uh-huh, he'd have had a slash. Cause she was like, what you not gonna do?
I Bo Jackson'd her into that jail.
Now, you can free all the Kuntas and the Kentes. Your monster free.
But what we not gonna do.
But Kizzy, you better leave her ass sitting right there, okay? Okay, Harriet.
Hey, man. Karen, did you get your invite? I'm sorry, I didn't see you in there.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm on screen.
Oh, I see you. Okay, my bad. I don't know. I looked at it wrong. So yeah, man, that was a day story. Just dumbass story with Tierra getting liposuction, so she gonna miss part of this modeling event for her and Nikki, and Hazel gonna end up stepping in for her, and they gonna have drama over some fucking fashion model thing that nobody's gonna go to or see. I called that shit too. I called that the first time she talked about having liposuction to Hazel. I was like, they gonna stab each other in the back because they not really friends.
So what happened that made her be like, my weight out of control now? Because weight is not like it kind of, I mean, it can sneak up on you, but then it can't. Like, it's the first, like, she knew the first time she tried on a size 10, and it was like, let me get a 12. You know what I'm saying? And then the next time you went and tried on a size 10 again and was like, all right, let me get this 12. You know then at that point your size changed.
Right.
And she went from 10 to 20, and it's like, okay, now it's too far. I wonder what made her be like, and now it's too far.
I think it was a lot of pressure when they started bringing in the new chicks and all the other girls started staying tight. You know, I think, and then, you know, they got a lot of plastic surgery people on the show, and they probably put pressure on each other like, girl, you know, I got a doctor to fix that right up, especially Nikki, like, when she went to go get her surgery, Tierra had who in the room? Hazel Lee and Nikki. They're like the two plastic surgery consultants.
Yep. But see, her real competition is Princess. And Princess, to mm-hmm. me, doesn't look like she's had any surgery. Right. That's noticeable. And Princess, well, and Tiara, they about the same size.
Princess
and that's
got a real, she got this real, like, black woman vibe about her. Like, black girl, like, her hair, mm-hmm. her makeup, her, the way she dresses. Like, it's just very, like, I'm just a badass black girl. And, I think Tiara got that about her, but say 10 years ago. And I think Tiara just wants to tighten it up to 10 years ago.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she don't see it.
Because Princess are real competition.
Yeah, she's not trying to be like Nikki or nothing. She just want to get to, like, Prince's side, like, a little better than Prince's. And then she thinks she got a fighting chance right there. That's my guess. Mm-hmm. But it ain't going to matter because he's not about to get with her anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. It took him a long time, but he realized her level of crazy is not for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Tiara likes to hit people.
He does too, though.
Who? Ray J?
Yeah.
Who was he hit?
Didn't he hit Princess? I thought he was.
Nah.
Was that? No, he liked to send him to jail.
Yeah.
That's what he liked to do. He
don't hit him so much. He let them go to jail.
My bad.
He's like, hey, I didn't say nothing about hitting people. So yeah, I mean, that's my guess. And then, what else happened with their storyline? Oh yeah, that's it. Okay, Monice. Hey man, the difference between her scene with Fizz last week and her scene crying with Rich Dollars this week is night and day. He be looking like this is so inconvenient to my TV watching time. Like his whole face just be like, but the game is on. She was crying so hard too, man. Like, that's how you know she's all fucked up, man. Cause like, the way she was crying was so hard compared to the conversation they had. The conversation they had both fully clothed in that bed was like, yeah, well, you know, your mom does be tripping sometimes. And she was like, no! No! Why?
Rich was like, how do we get here?
Dog, he was looking like, what has Mona signed me up for? Also to do 6 shows this season. And now I'm stuck here. I signed an extension. This is some bullshit.
He low key looked at the camera and was like, is this part of the script?
You didn't tell me she was going to be fucking up my good shirt.
I swear he looked at the camera one time. Like Harlem Nights, how they would look at the camera. Dude. And be like, this ain't. Okay, yeah. I'll play along. Right. Okay,
he was cutting her off when she was saying stuff too. But she was like, because my mama is. He was like, yeah, you ain't got to worry about that no more. Just, it's already, you know, it's going to be okay. See, but I got to talk about, yeah, I know, baby, I know. Then when they were sitting on that couch together, he was trying to watch some sitcom. He was pissed she wasn't laughing. Like, man, you know she depressed.
And that scene, I realized how much older Rich was than the rest of them.
Yes. Rich should be dating her mama.
Yes.
Like, they not even close in age, man. He really sitting on, oh, like, he really looked like the only thing missing on that couch was a good Labrador Retriever and a beer. Like, he just gonna be like, yep, guess I'll watch the news. See what Connie Chung's talking about tonight. Man.
Rich low key, he could have been born in the 60s, man.
And then this nigga had.
Rich low key was almost part of the civil rights movement, man. He almost was there.
Dog, and then, what's her mama name? Marla?
Yep.
Man, when he surprised her, quote unquote, with Marla coming in, that conversation showed exactly why Monice is fucked up. Her mama is fucked up. She was lying like shit. She's like,
she almost had me believing her.
Dog, it made me think I was crazy. About what I watched last week.
Right, I said, I'm gonna have to watch Nick. I'm gonna have to rewatch last week again.
Dog, she was like, now, you think, baby, you really think I was side against you? My own daughter? She was like, what's Fizz's real name? Something, like, whatever it was.
Brandon or something.
Yeah, whatever it was. She was like, that's how you know it wasn't for the show. She just said his real name. She was like, Dre told me, or whatever his name is. He told me that you told him to get full custody. She was, didn't even hesitate on her lie. She was just like, baby, now you really think I'll do that? Like, nigga, you did.
She lied like she really didn't raise her. And she got the same lie that Moniece got. I'm a good mother.
Right.
But she really didn't raise Moniece. Her grandmama raised her.
Man, she's according to Moniece, her mom moved in with some other nigga that became her stepdad and left all the family behind. So it was just like them and Moniece. And she felt like, well, I guess her mom didn't do a good job with her. But then she said, this is what happened. We got fucked up parenting. She really was like, I promise I wouldn't do my kid like you did me. But it's like, nigga, you don't even raise your kid at all.
Right. She went to the other extreme.
How is that better?
Instead of me being around and giving them the option to fuck them up.
Yeah. I'll make sure I don't fuck their life up by not being in it. Like, you way worse. Like, man, Richie's just looking, sitting on the couch, trying to look at the game like, man, just. See,
can y'all keep it down over there?
No, hey, Rich need to be start his own spin-off show, counseling everybody problems.
Moniece be on some. I mean, but he must not need for anything because he ain't called me.
Right, the baby's three. The baby can't use the phone yet. Well, he need to text me or something. I don't know.
I don't know what to
do. He needs something. He need to speak up. Every time I go down there, he just talking in gibberish. Dog. Oh my god.
He don't say mama. He don't know how to say mama yet.
Dude.
He only know the vascular term.
It would have been, only thing that would have made that scene better, Fizz would have came in the door too.
That's what Rich fucked up at. He should have had Fizz come on over.
He's scared of Fizz for some reason. I think Fizz makes it too real. Cause he like, you know why Rich likes Moniece? I mean, other than the contract he's been paid. Cause she never gonna have her baby around. He never gonna have the drama that comes, like he's in this for a drama free existence.
It's like his original baby mamas without having the kids around.
Right. That's actually his dream woman. He wish his other women on Love & Hip Hop New York was like that, where he could be like, why can't we just not talk about these babies for once?
I know one thing, other than the initial scene at the airport,
mm-hmm.
and the meet up with his mama, all the rest of the scenes be in bedrooms with Rich.
Well, you know what's funny
that? They all been a hotel, and not her place, but a hotel room.
Hey, but you know what's funny about that with Rich? They don't have any physical intimacy. They might have kissed like once or twice this entire season so far.
No, right. It's just fucking, right.
I don't even see, like, they don't even hint that they fucking though. They was in bed in full clothes. Like, he had on socks, Justin. Just to be like, who the fuck is
age difference?
Nope. Let me explain. Because when Milan and Miles, when the show wanted us to know like these motherfuckers are gay, they went extra. Two greased up niggas in bed kissing on each other.
Age
shit.
Difference though, man.
I don't
Richard,
think so.
Oh man.
No, because think they do the same shit with Omarion and.
The
and,
age difference.
And what's Omarion's
think
like
about
now?
What's Rich homeboy of Love & Hip Hop New York? Guns.
Yeah.
Peter Guns. Right?
Yeah.
All his scenes when he was with all of his women, he always was fully dressed coming out the bedroom.
But even with Stevie J.
And we know he was fucking them.
But even with the niggas in Atlanta, they old. And they be.
It's the difference of what you said about Atlanta. But it's they a different having, level.
But, Love & Hip Hop Hollywood is a different level. I'm just saying. Everybody else has some, like, even them old ass niggas, Brandy and Max, they old as shit. They so old, I feel bad that they own this show. Why y'all life ain't together enough to stay off of this shit?
Max keep the long, long white tee on too.
Right,
I remember looking at the picture I had with the long white tee on, like, why did I ever buy those?
I'm not talking about just the state of dress, I'm saying the intimacy is gone, it's not there.
I equated to
like Brandy was in the lingerie and got on my Max's lap.
But he had on the long white tee?
That's cool. It's not just their clothing I'm talking about. It's deeper than that. Like
I'm saying Omarion will take his shirt off on that scene.
Who on what scene? Yeah, that's cool. I'm saying it's not even physical intimate. Like they don't even kiss, man.
I think it's cause it's just sex.
I don't even think they fucking.
Rich is that level scumbag where he can't keep it just. Watch, I'm just here to fuck.
Watch
and
this.
Clothes back on.
Nah, cause if it was that, I would understand. I could relate to that, but that's not him. Cause then he's getting involved with her mama drama. That's the opposite of I'm just here to fuck.
That's cause it's trying interrupting his fucking.
Trying to fix her life?
Nah. Only cause it's interrupting the fucking. I guarantee you.
He would just go
home.
Before
they have sex every time.
He would just go home. You act like this ain't Rich Dollars, man.
It's part of
you act like we talking about somebody that's like, it's in my best interest to fix this. He'll be like, oh, this is annoying now. All right, well, back to New York. I don't know why I was there anyway. This is stupid. He's not a good person. I guarantee Mona's just like, look, you need some extra money to fix them child support bills. You're going to be on 8 episodes of Love Hip Hop Hollywood, and I don't give a fuck what you do. But you're going to definitely be here.
Hey, what was the renegotiation like when he was like, she brought up my kid, so. Mona, I know you the one leaked it.
Hey, you know what was
she don't know how to use Google like that, so.
Hey, you know, he put in his contract, he was just like, look, I just don't want to deal with nobody's kids. And nobody baby daddy. And they was like, Mona was like, okay, no problem. So we gonna get you with Monice. She doesn't see her kid or her baby daddy very often. So now he out here, she like, you already signed the contract, Rich.
Cause you remember Royce, Dwight Howard baby mama.
Yeah.
You know, she tried to negotiate with Shawnee that look, you make these checks right, I will talk all about Dwight Howard and our child. Yeah, and Shawnee was like, nah, don't talk about it, son.
Shawnee was like, we ain't got the money for that. Because Dwight came for all her money.
Yeah, at that time, yeah. Shawnee was like, nah, it's not in the budget. I'm gonna need for you to keep his name out your mouth.
Right. Now, shit, they probably still can't afford it now, man. I heard Dwight bankrupted that girl for talking about him.
He drug her all up and down.
That's so crazy, because she really did her best to keep him off of that show. Like, she must have slipped up on Instagram or something.
She even went got a fake boyfriend.
Dwight probably hires niggas just to be like, watch her Twitter account. Take screenshots of every tweet.
How much you gonna pay me for this? $7,000.
Yeah. Okay.
Alright, man. Yeah. What? $7,000 a month? Yeah.
Yeah, you like, but that's enough for child support. Okay, alright.
Hey, dog, whatever you want.
Hey, whatever you want me to do, Dwight. Like, yeah, you could be saving me millions right now. You could be saving me millions of dollars. You catch her slipping just once.
How much is that $7,000 a year?
Oh, my favorite.
What's that, around 80? 84,000? Okay.
One of my favorite scenes was Omarion balling with Willie in the park by themselves.
Yeah, what was that about? Y'all can arrange them two niggas to hang out, but you can't arrange Milan and Miles to hang out? Okay. Right. Okay, Mona.
They don't be having no scenes with the gay dudes.
Okay, Mona. Okay.
But Willie and Omarion was balling, and Omarion got his listening face on. Then he started giving him that advice. Man, that joint was so good, man. Omarion low-key my favorite now,
man. Why is he so old?
He's so young, he's so old. Look at his hair.
He's been in the game so long, man.
I was like, what's happening on top of your head right now?
Remember he was go home, Roger? No, he wasn't going home, Roger. That was the other one, right? That's how long he's been in the game.
Yeah.
He's still connected with Go Home, Roger.
B2K, right?
Yup.
Bruh. That motherfucker said that he gave that advice. He had that Omarion smile on his face. I was like, this nigga ain't about to listen to nothing you said. Don't nobody listen to people with happy marriages. They always go listen to some Steve Harvey ass nigga. Man, Willie was like, oh, so you said go lie to my girl? He was like, what? No, you said I'm about to go lie to my girl then. All right, man. Thanks, dog.
That's not what I said. Yeah, but good luck.
Good run, man. Good run. Oh man, that shit was so good. What else happened? Of course, Amber. I'm so over Amber, man. Like, they need to, like, you know what the problem is? It's not really her fault. It's the show's fault. Whoever was writing this shit totally misrepresented the frame up that would make her seem like a victim. Mm-hmm. They never presented her and Miles as being together. Ever.
Even the opening scene. Yeah. It was like, she was like, yeah, we've been together since high school. Miles was like, that's my buddy.
Right. Like, it was never a point where they ever, like, they never been physically, same thing as the Rich thing.
Yep.
They don't kiss. They don't hold hands. They don't be covered up. Nothing. Then, so it just.
You're like, ugh.
Yeah, Miles like, get off me, you hot girl. It's too hot in here for all that.
Oh Lord.
And then, but I'm bi.
Yeah.
I'm bi. I want you and the world to know that right. I am a bisexual man. I can be bisexual. Wait, but you can also be gay too. You know that, right?
LGBT.
I don't know about the rest of them though.
Cause now I'm confused, cause I was actually okay with you being gay.
L to the G to the B T is what I'm trying to say.
I was okay with you just being homosexual. Just
okay, that's cool.
Just into men.
B T.
You don't, so you don't want to just only be with men. That's what you're saying.
I'm just saying, what about the B in this joint?
Why hasn't Milan whooped his ass?
Yo.
Why hasn't he just like showed an episode of him whooping his ass and
you know
Miles have a black eye?
Milan just don't seem like that type of person. Which is actually one of the things I like. I like that when Amber showed up to confront him when he was wearing that t-shirt with the fur hoodie on. What was that? Looking like a G.I. Joe.
Swag.
I've never seen that. That's a new look. He was trying to make something out of something. Like I was like, this nigga, he was the first nigga to rock that one.
First and only.
Fur hoodie t-shirt. Like what was the, is that appropriate in?
And not even LA.
Right.
I guess so. For the daytime weather t-shirt, nighttime.
I have no idea. And then he started, and that song was real whack. It was like, nigga, what it is then, let me know. Nigga, what it, or some stupid shit. And so she came in and they really did last week make it seem like it was going to be a knockdown drag out. He was so calm with how he handled her.
Right. But
he took her from 10 to negative 10 just by talking to her like you would like a pet.
Right. But she not the one making him crazy. Miles is playing too many games. You know how we always talk about how dudes, like, was she crazy or did he make her crazy?
Yeah.
Right. Miles is gonna make Milan crazy at one point or another. It's gonna happen. Especially with him keep hollering and I'm bi.
See, I don't even think he gonna drive. I mean, you might be right. I mean, maybe there's gotta be a reason everybody's on the show. I just haven't picked up any hints of it with Milan because I feel like we passed that point. He should have been that day that he threw that drink on his motherfucking wood floor and kicked that door.
And not just through the drink, he broke the glass.
He broke the dog. I was like, oh, it's all like, if listen, I'm not for domestic violence. And just because it's two men, it doesn't make it okay.
Nope.
But if he would have beat his ass, I would have understood. Nigga, what are you doing? What are you doing, man? I was mad for him. And
right.
He was so chill. He was just like,
you know,
I'm like, that's it?
You know the splat I got on the sofa? You know the splatter got on the sofa. It was right there.
You know, it was like fucking red wine in that bitch or something. Like, I ain't never gonna get it out them tan sofas, man. I was so mad, dog. But he wasn't, is what I'm saying. And like, it's been several situations like that where I was like, oh, well now Miles finally about to get his ass whooped because Milan's gonna be mad. And Milan always,
it's coming.
It's, yeah. Well, you know, sometimes it is the people that's quiet that hold it in the most, and then you don't know what, you know what I'm saying? You don't know what's gonna happen.
Yep, it's coming.
But he was so cool, and so when this happened, I was like, oh, okay, so maybe he about to throw a drink in her face, something. Dog, he really hit her with like, listen, let me tell you exactly what he said to me, alright? he said that you're his friend, and that y'all hang out. Now what did he tell you about me? Like, he was so cool about it, and then when he hit her with that, oh, he broke anyway? She calmed down like 17 steps. Like she was like, oh, I've been worked up about a broke nigga. I had no idea. Aww. Why didn't you say this when I walked in the door? Bye, you have a good day. You have a good night.
Oh, no.
You can have them.
She did say thank you.
And she said she was no longer.
My rent.
And she said she wasn't mad about him being gay at all no more. She was like, it's not even about that for me no more. I was like, you a goddamn lie. For 2 weeks you've been being mad about him being gay.
Hanging up on the phone, playing on my phone.
Making everybody pretend that they shocked.
It was,
girl, I found out, like, she tell that story one more time. Girl, and that's when he told me.
Hey.
And then the person she talking to be like, that he's gay. She be like, that he's gay. What did you say? I'm shocked. Woo! What? You said what, girl?
She almost had him when keeping it real goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
playing on my phone moment.
Almost.
But Milan called her down, but she said, thank you for paying my rent. I was like, that's when he broke her.
It wasn't even, dog.
That's when he broke her.
It wasn't that, it was when the way he said it though, he was like, she was like, what you mean he got no money? He's like, yeah, you know, I give him money for his car, studio time, you know, pay for his friends. I paid your rent. She's like, you paid my rent? Twice. She was like, well, thank you very much. I was like, yo, he diffused that situation. Like, that's the kind of skills I want to get one day.
No.
Well, I can diffuse a situation where somebody comes in to fight me and I just can talk to them without even lying. Just be like, nah, this is how you feel. This is how I feel. And this is the truth. And then they be like, damn, I don't even know why I was mad at him.
So do you have to attribute Milan doing all that for Miles to either his dick and ass action game?
I don't know. Dick game might be good.
Or,
I don't know.
Or, that's why I said or ass. Because I don't know.
I don't know either, but it could be good.
One of them on point, right?
Could be.
What, something is on fleek that got him paying not just Miles' bills.
His friends' bills? Nigga.
And rent in L.A. apparently.
Is there any dick that good? Like, is there dick that exists that make people do stupid shit like that?
I don't know.
If there's sex out there like that, I don't want any parts of it.
Me either.
Wish a motherfucker would come in my house talking about some, hey, can you pay for this girl I'm on a down low with bills? Yeah. I'm trying to keep my secret with her. Yeah, that shit was stupid. And then when she confronted him later, it was the most anticlimactic shit, because he was basically like, look, I apologize. I just want you to know this is the truth now. Da, 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 da. And he's doing this 3 weeks in a row now.
Is it finally time to hear his side? Cause I thought we wasn't gonna never get to
she
hear his
side.
She
cut him off every time he get ready to tell the truth. She don't wanna know the truth.
It's your side. No, it's Milan's side.
Right.
My side. And the truth. And the truth. Not your side.
You don't get a side. Anyway, so what's the side? What's your side? Hey man, but you know what it is, dog? If, like, that last conversation made me realize something. He has told her before. I bet money he has tried. He's either told her or tried to tell her before, and she did exactly what she did just now.
So the real crime was the fact he did it on TV.
Maybe. Because, you know, she's done. Because he, like, just like, he was like, listen, so are you going to let me talk? No, no, I don't want to hear. Bye, bye. I was like, oh, you don't want him to say whatever, like, more truth. You would rather live in this delusion that he tricked you into thinking that he wasn't gay.
No, when she went to the closet, that was to prepare for the crying.
What closet?
That's what it was. When she was at the therapist's office and she ran into the bathroom or closet, mm-hmm. That was to get, they had the onion in there for the tears.
Oh, Lord.
They had right. Like the water to wet her face right up under her eyes. You know what I'm saying? Get her worked up to prepare for the scene. That's what it was.
Hey, man.
That was to prepare her for the
scene. I forgot to say, the real MVP of this show? Tierra Marie's bra in the confessionals. That joint must be made of.
It's still holding them up.
Dog, I don't know how it's keeping them together, but it is, and I appreciate it.
I can't wait for next week. I got to see this strip club scene.
Yeah. Yeah, especially after Willie went to Screwface. Yo, has there ever been a nigga named Screwface that was less scary than this?
Yep.
His name is Screwface. That's the same name watching as the bad guy in Mark for Death.
Steven Seagal. I was going to say, watching the Steven Seagal movie.
He him I have four eyes and two mouths.
And he didn't get him out of the contract.
He didn't.
And then he went snitched to his baby mama.
He told her as soon as he came in. He didn't even text that dude to be like, hey, man, your girl came in. She was tripping. I just want to let you know. She knows that you lied about the contract. Hope that works out for you.
And I couldn't get you out.
Right. He immediately told, like, oh, well, you know, he told me that he had to get out. He was still in that contract. What? Yeah, and he said he lied to you. Do you want me to, tell him? No. Okay, then. You have a good day.
This is why, and that should deflect the fact that he couldn't get him out the contract. So he can't even focus on him no more. He got to focus on his woman.
Hey, man, if he don't know that she's stripping, who's watching their baby? These are the questions.
Because they knew her town. Because they are newer town.
Yeah. These are the.
And she don't know anybody.
These are the questions that bother
me. You think it's an episode of Deb? Why can Black Mama go be on here?
I don't know.
You know Deb care about the kids.
Yeah. Listen about these kids.
It get real when she step on the scene.
All of y'all just be ashamed of yourselves. Talk to me. I don't know why she talk like that.
All Diddy groups in Love and Hip Hop. Cause you know the one that Diddy fell out with that time was part of the Danny DeCane. Not Danny DeCane, that
The
other Diddy group.
Old girl with the big dude, big booty.
Yep.
Married to Tony. I forget her name already. That show also got too many characters. Cut down. Yeah, they gotta cut. They need to trim some of this fat, man. Don't nobody care about these extra people problems, man. They problems don't even be good.
But you did watch Black Jesus, right?
Of course I watched
my side chick.
Yo.
My side chick.
Every time I put on Black Jesus, Karen leave the room.
Karen,
she hating on Black Jesus for no reason. It's so good. I be laughing hard as hell. Then she just get up and leave. She Karen. Hate Black Jesus.
I feel like I'm chick. Behind, so like, why watch?
The side chick anthem was so good.
Dog, Booney and that whack ass video he made. Dog.
Why his baby mama come through?
And she took that shit over.
I wanted to be, I'm saying, why you didn't invite me for a video? I wanted to be in the video.
No, bitches, get in the back. I'm the main chick.
You notice he did not disrespect her at all.
At all, man. That's the only thing about
trained.
Life.
She trained him.
Low key, that was one of the best parts of the episode is that he talked all, just like so many niggas, talk all that shit. She came to that house and ran that whole thing. Like, nope. Jesus, this is how we doing it now.
Jesus gave the bitches respect.
Right. Bitches, Jesus, you know I hate when you give a bitches respect. Give the bitches self-respect. Oh my God, dude. That show, man. Everybody should be watching that
he
show.
He go to his mama house and film the video.
Dude, I thought that was his mama pulling up. My heart skipped. I thought that was going to be Miss Tootie, man.
Which is crazy because you think, why wouldn't you want to go ahead and film it in the hood?
Right.
Why not, right? You got guns. You got the jewelry.
Yep.
Why not have it in the hood? But nope. You want to have it at your mama house. Okay.
Dog.
With a camera recording. Not a camcorder, but a camera.
My side bitch.
You ain't got a main bitch. How you gonna have side bitches? Jesus, I want you in the video. I want to pan up and fade your ear. It was like, nah, man, you know I ain't down with that bullshit. But come on, Jesus, you never want to be down. He peer pressuring Jesus like a motherfucker.
And Jesus did it. He was like, I'm gonna get shot, then I want you to like stand over here, just be like doing all that, you know, like doing all that Jesus shit. We're gonna make it a hologram.
It was your idea, Jesus. You told me to get legal money. It's your idea. He gonna blame Jesus for calling women bitches and side chicks.
Dude, and he was like, man, you know, I told you, you know, you disrespecting the ladies. Like, come on, Jesus. Oh man.
I'm only gonna come over if Jesus gonna be there. Cause I'm only for my Lord and Savior.
You said my girls just want to meet Jesus. He lied to them girls, man. Oh man. Jesus gonna be here. Tell her. Alright, man.
So hilarious. This show's so good, man. Karen, I don't. Just binge watch it, Karen, on the website. Just binge watch it.
Right. I don't know. I can't believe it's on demand.
And you like Boondocks, Karen?
I love Boondocks.
It's by the same people. I don't know why you won't watch it. You won't watch it, man.
No cartoon. It's just Boondocks, no cartoon.
Dude, did you see the one? Or was it the same one? Vic fucked that man.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. Yes.
And she was so thick with her old self. Hey, man.
So thick.
Well, you remember she used to be on that TV show. Nah, I can't think. That was from Good Times.
Wasn't that Thelma? I don't know.
I thought that was Thelma.
Now I gotta look it up. Hold on.
I could have sworn that was Thelma. I was like, Thelma still got it.
Dog. She was up in there fixing that food. I mean, not fixing it. She was up in there wearing that dress.
I can see nothing but hips.
Dog, I said, Vic gonna fuck this woman. Soon as his boy leave, man. Soon as Lloyd leave. And Lloyd was doing her so wrong.
Yep, Lloyd was like, cause she keep cheating on me.
He was like, tell her I'm gone.
Match your little Fizz theory though.
Yeah.
She keep cheating on me.
Thy neighbor Strife, that was the name of it.
Yep.
Yeah, he was like, yeah man, tell her I'm not here. And he was like, she fine, like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Oh man. It was funny though, cause Vic, Vic went to the pastor. Mm-hmm. And the pastor was like,
got to pay to play, nigga.
He's like, he's like, nah, you can cheat. You can have sex with women, but you got to pay. Got to pay to play. Yeah, you know, $500 for a blowjob, $1,000 for them. He was like, yeah, pay up, nigga.
He said, if you want to do anal and pussy, I mean, what you do?
Yeah. He was like, I pay. He said, man.
I like both. I pay.
And Vic was like, so you pay him for sex? He was like, no. Pay the church.
Oh, Lord.
He was putting money in that motherfucking collection plate. Oh, my God, man. What a great show. Can't believe Karen don't watch it.
And Vic went in his wallet and just pulled out an ass load of cash.
He was like, there you go, thanks. Basically, like, go see him some more. Did he say that? Like,
yep.
It's like, all right, good luck. Go see him some more. Oh man, I was trying to see if they got the cast list so we could see who that woman was.
Oh, you probably got to go to Thelma's IMDb. Yo,
let's see. It got the Tiffany James, Maggie's friend, Bernadette Stannis. Is that Lord?
That's her. Nah, Bernadette.
Danny. Oh that's yeah, her. That's her. That was her.
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, she still got it, man. She looking good as hell.
That's that grown woman weight. How about that grown man weight? That's that grown woman weight
there. She was born in
1953? Yeah, she old.
Black don't do not crack.
And looking good.
Oh, black do not crack, man.
Yeah, because when, you know, that show was around, she was in her 20s then, so yeah.
Yeah. Hey, she covered? Oh. Hit them curves on them.
Quiet way.
Do they have pictures from this episode?
Probably got a
nah
screenshot of Steel or something.
Yeah. Now I just want to look up pictures of her.
Oh, I know they out there.
Now I just want to be like, so what's Bernadette up to these days?
You make me want to accidentally run into Bernadette, that's you?
Oh girl, oh, so what?
Bernadette, that's you, girl. Come here.
What are you doing around here? See, yeah, Bernadette, okay, 2014 pictures. Yeah.
Is that her and her daughter? Is that a daughter in the pictures?
Man, she was born in 1953. Are you fucking crazy?
Yeah, her daughter grown now. Her daughter gotta be grown.
Dog, this, man, black women are goddamn amazing. That's crazy.
No disrespect.
She could have been marching with Rich Dollars. Are you serious?
That's why we know Rich was born during the civil rights.
Yep. All right, you ready to do this, man? Let me stop this music.
Oh, I was over here jamming. I ain't heard that in a while.
I know. Wanna be a baller.
Shot caller.
That's my niggas singing too hard list.
That niggas singing too hard list.
I
know that list is full, niggas. There's a lot of them out there.
It's got a bunch of stuff. It got Thug Lovin' on it. Remember that? Cause I know you're getting bored, chilling with him.
Oh,
gonna give you my loving.
Oh yeah,
loving.
Oh yeah, that right there.
That Bobby song.
That's when they was trying to make their comeback.
Yeah,
that's that Bobby song. Yes.
Got a bunch of niggas singing too hard. All that I got is you and Mary J. Blige. It don't seem like it'll be this, you know, that all that I got is. But by the end,
that song,
when she was like, I sacrifice. I'm going real hard at the end. I'm like, damn, she made it an extra 2 minutes long. But alright.
She got all that. That's a good list.
Bound to. I know you're tired.
Yes.
Of loving.
Yes.
This is how we do it.
Donna Wilson.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Anything when niggas singing to our Return of the Mac, of course. That nigga was, oh my God, Return of the Mac.
Play a snippet of that real quick.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Everybody know that joint.
Okay, yo.
Return
of the Mac.
Gangsta Lean. This is for my homie.
Oh. Yeah. So,
that's my list. I'm working on it.
Get there.
Still got to add some more, but you know, every time I come across a nigga sang it too hard, classic. I'm like, ooh, that's going on the list.
That's a good list to have right
there. All right, here we go.